Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores and download our app, or sit in a chair and simply go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in Wisconsin, questioning our elections, chipping away at our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw are the strongest, clearest voices standing up for the integrity of our elections and for our democracy. Well, a blockbuster of a revelation came out yesterday. A blockbuster of a revelation here in Wisconsin. There is a congressman in the 5th Congressional District named Scott Fitzgerald. No, it's not F. Scott Fitzgerald, and he's not related to him. You know, the guy that wrote The Great Gatsby, one of the great American novelists, that's not that Scott Fitzgerald. That guy was F. Scott Fitzgerald, and he was from Minnesota. Scott Fitzgerald is a sad character. He was the head of the Senate for the Republicans. Then when Jim Sensenbrenner stepped down, Scott Fitzgerald ran to succeed him, had no meaningful opposition in the Republican primary. It's a very, very Republican area. You have Waukesha County and Dodge and others. And so we had a very, very good candidate, good Democratic candidate, unable to win. And so Scott Fitzgerald won. Well, you remember back in December, once Joe Biden won the primary, the presidential election itself here in Wisconsin, you had to pick the electors, certify them to the National Archives and the U.S. Senate, just certify that Joe Biden won them. We get 10 electors. 8 for the 8 congressional seats and 2 for the Senate seats. We have 10. And it doesn't mean that the congressional people and the senators fill them. The party that won the election fills them. Tony Evers, as the governor, is the head of the party. He convened a meeting in the Capitol, and they sat around, and they came up with 10 electors. Legitimate electors who were certified to vote for Joe Biden. And how does that happen? I was an elector back when I was party chairman one time. You know, it's a fun ceremonial thing. I mean, you just pick people in the party who are going to do what they say they're going to do and are loyal to it. Sadly, in 2016, there were people in states where Hillary Clinton won who said they were going to vote for Donald Trump or somebody else. And anyway, the electors themselves, that resulted in litigation, and the Supreme Court struck down those faithless electors, as they called them. But here there are 10 Democrats that were certified to vote for Biden and certified to the National Archives and the Senate. Unbeknownst to anybody at the time, the Republicans snuck into the Capitol, except they didn't sneak in, they walked in, and they met in a ceremonial Senate conference room, and they elected 10 fake electors. One of them, a guy named Spindell, is actually one of the Republican designees on the Wisconsin Election Commission, believe it or not. He's the guy that's passing on all this election stuff. He was a fake elector. He was a fake elector. But people started to think, okay, they did this. It's nasty and wrong. But how do they get into the ceremonial Senate conference room to give it some legitimacy? How do they do that? I could see them meeting at a bar. There was a place called the Shamrock when I was over in Madison. They could meet at Pisan's. They could have a cheeseburger, or they could have Pisan's pizza in the back and vote for their fake elector. They didn't do that. They got into the ceremonial Senate conference. How did that happen? December 14, it turns out there's an email. Scott Fitzgerald, the congressman-elect at the time, but he didn't get sworn in until January 3rd, so he was still head of the state Senate. And he's the one that reserved the room for them. He's the one who reserved the room for them. And now he's going radio silent. They call him up and they say, did you know how that room was going to be used? It's kind of a coincidence because it says that it's going to be used by the Republican Party. That's what it says in the email. Republican Party is going to use it. And they sure did. And they elect 10 fraudulent fake electors. Did you know that? Were you in on it? Radio silence, crickets, crickets. That's all there are. This is a bad guy. And then he gets sworn in on January 3rd. And then on January 6th, they have the vote to whether or not accept the certifications. Scott Fitzgerald voted against taking certifications that said that Biden won the presidency. Scott Fitzgerald is in this up to his eyeballs. If somehow this is innocent, and I wasn't born yesterday, this is not innocent, but if he says, oh, there was going to be a Christmas party for the Republican staff, that's it. That's why I thought I was going to do it. He better be careful if he says that under oath, because that's perjury if it's false. And if it was a Christmas party, he could have said that already. What has got to happen is the January 6th commission has to issue a subpoena to Scott Fitzgerald, get his carcass in front of the committee, get his carcass in front of the committee, and ask him that question. Why did you reserve it? Who asked you to reserve it? What did you think was going to happen there? Were you there yourself to observe and to plot with everybody, or did you just reserve it? If you're in a conspiracy and you're the one who rents the car that they use to rob the bank, or you're the one who rents an apartment where they all get together to hatch the plot, you are as guilty as the people that do the bad thing. You're as guilty as the people who did the bad thing. Scott Fitzgerald, he's got to be subpoenaed. He's got to testify. If he lies, it's perjury. If he takes the fifth, this guy should not be reelected in the fifth congressional district. We have a very good candidate right now. At some point, Republicans in Waukesha County, Dodge County, the areas around there, normally conservative, if you continue to vote for people like Scott Fitzgerald, you've degraded yourself, you've degraded the party, you betrayed the United States. You betrayed the United States. So there it was, Scott Fitzgerald himself reserved this conference room to let the conspirators come up with the crooked fake electors and then certified them to the government. That is a forgery. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, watching the news this morning, I am seeing these people now that are, I'm so done with COVID. I'm done with it. Well, I get it. I'm fatigued with it too. But you're part of the problem. I'm, you know, dealing with it yet at a piddly 64%. And they were talking about the done factor. I've got a new one. It's called the denial factor. And here it is. People in denial about an election over a year ago that they lost and spending taxpayer money to keep on looking into it. People in denial about, you know, January 6th that you saw right before your eyes and you don't believe it. And I could go on and on. People that just are in denial about anything. Hard numbers, Matt, that show they lost the election. And yet they keep spending money on it and keep wasting time on it. And on and on and on they go with this. I'm sick of people in denial, personally.
Yeah, you know, you hit a good point. And I would say this to dig a little deeper. When they question the election of a year ago, a little over a year ago, they're not in good faith. They know that Joe Biden won that election. They know there was not fraud. They know that there are well over 60 judges that looked at this around the country. And they said, what is the fraud? And people would say, well, in some cases it was a state legislature, in some cases an election commission, would say, all right, we're going to extend the mail-in voting deadline for a few days to take into account COVID and the destruction of the mail sorters and all that. So instead of it being, this happened in Pennsylvania, instead of the ballot coming in by election day, it can come in 3 days after the election day. Big deal. Big deal. Biden won Pennsylvania by 70,000 votes. And anything that came in those 3 days, which was not fraudulent, by the way, didn't tip anything. You had Republican and Democratic votes coming in. And anyway, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court upheld that. Pennsylvania Supreme Court is elected by the people of Pennsylvania. They don't like it, they can put in new people, but it's a legitimate branch of the government, co-equal with the legislature and the governor. Then it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they unanimously supported the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Okay, so what are you saying? Are you saying that Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Roberts, Amy Comey Barrett, Thomas, Clarence Thomas, and Alito, all right-wing Republicans, somehow are in on the fraud? Give me a break. That was not fraud. That was a decision and the right one, and that's an example of the alleged fraud. That's the example of the alleged fraud. So people know that it wasn't the fraud. They're simply saying it to undermine Biden and undermine our democracy and to spread doubt among voters in general, spread doubt among voters in general about our elections so they can then pass repressive anti-voting measures now and say, well, we're doing it because of the fraud. And people go, well, yeah, I know there wasn't any fraud, but okay, what the heck? That's why what Scott Fitzgerald did is really toxic. He reserved the conference room to let the fake electors falsely certify that Trump had won the election in Wisconsin and send it off to the government. He was in on it. And then he voted not to accept the certification of Biden. He can't be permitted to stay in the Congress. He's got to be removed from the Congress. People who are involved in that enterprise, forging fake elector documents, renting conference rooms to let them do it, have got to be referred for criminal prosecution. Scott Fitzgerald has got to be referred for criminal prosecution. If he thinks that he thought it was a Christmas party, because they're trying to cook up a response right now, just look him in the eye, have him say that under oath, and then you can nail him a second time for perjury. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.